on my lunch break real quick going back. My day started off, I just did a video a little bit about this, but my day started off so beautifully. We have a patient that comes in and he hadn't even saying these words, we're rearranging and changing, but just as I have a son who has autism, autism doesn't have him. This man, he is like my age, he has some mental stuff and his special needs. But he comes in very often for an injection, and he gave me a gift. This is a man that months and months ago came in saying, I said, what's wrong? And he had to get used to me because he didn't know me. He said, what's wrong with me? They don't know. The doctors, they won't do what they need to scan my brain. What's wrong with me? He was hitting himself in the head. He's a caregiver that brings him in, but I said, nothing. You're healed. You're whole. Jesus loves you. I said, can I pray for you? He actually let me. He was crying. And you know, he come in, all right. You know, and you could see that light start to come on in that room, in that dark room. This morning, he was our first patient, and he said, I have something to give to you. It's a music box. It says, graceful melody. You know, some people would be like, oh my gosh, like that's weird. No. I mean, goodness, I have a patient I gave a leaf to the other day. A lady 90 years old, just got out of surgery, but I felt led to give it to her because of the beauty of it. And the beauty in this country sausage stuff is the 90-year-old patient got out of surgery. I walked him to his car because I was, you know, concerned at that moment. Is he going to pass out? But I chatted with him. I have time to while I'm doing my job, while I'm sticking with needles mostly. But seriously, but this man gave me this country gravy. He was so excited to give it to me. You know, that is a gift, because you see that light come on because this person's going through this or that, and you're sharing your love, the love of God. I talked about it last night. This is a man who went from asking me, or speaking out loud, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me hitting his head? You know what that feels like? But I know what faith is. And he came in to give me this gift. He said, this last time he said, I said, what are you doing today? He works sometimes, part times. He has a caregiver, so he can't drive and stuff, but he does some work. And he said, I'm going on Amazon. I said, what are you getting? And he was excited, but he couldn't, like, he wouldn't tell me. I don't know, but, and so he doesn't speak that much. It's a little bit, right? And this time he said, I got it off Amazon for you. I really just wanted to give that to you. That was it. Some people be like, that's weird. No, it's not. It is an act of kindness and his appreciation of me without saying many words. So a man that went from hitting himself in the head, saying, what's wrong with me, to giving that gift, to understanding his worth, that he is loved, and there's nothing that Christ can do for him. So think about that. Think about what you're doing in this life, and share the love of God.